This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to More Business, More Life podcast. I'm your host, Steve Napolitan. This show is for C-level executives, entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, and speakers who have found success, but they don't have the life that they want. On this weekly show, we're going to be talking about business skills to have more business while we design our ideal life and have more life. More business, more life without sacrifice. Welcome to the show. Welcome to More Business, More Life podcast. Today, Giovanni Casals and myself are going to be talking about productivity versus busyness. How can we move away from all those busy hours and be really productive with less things, get more done in less time, and actually have the results for our success? Let's talk about it. So productivity, you know, it's one of those things that sometimes we can confuse with busyness. You know, we think that if we're moving around, we're doing a lot of things, then we're being productive. When actually, if we actually just did the few things that really, really mattered, we could actually have more productivity and actually have more breathing room, which then leads to, in my mind, now that I've done this so much, Giovanni, now it'll lead to more wisdom, right? It leads to me actually getting more and more productive. It's interesting. That's why I even have, you know, artwork of turtles on my desk to remind myself to like slow down and do what's most important instead of being the rabbit like all over and being distracted, or like a squirrel. Like, they're really fast animals, but then they're like all over the place instead of having like one meaningful direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And I even recently just bought, if I can pull it up here quickly, is a to-do checklist of it.
Yeah.
Just so I could check things off, which is good because then I know I'm getting stuff done. But if I don't have the important things on there, then I'm just being busy and just checking things off that don't necessarily matter. Now, thankfully, I've listened to you long enough that I do have the important things on my list and I get them checked off. But yeah, I ran into that. I mean, honestly, I think before starting to work with you, it was just, first, I didn't know what to do and what things to work on. And I was just doing random stuff that I thought needed to be done that wasn't moving me forward. Because I think when we start doing things, just doing stuff, right, you think you're moving forward and not necessarily. I mean, you might not be standing still, but you're not making those strides that you could be.
Yeah, they're like bigger steps in some ways, but then also not to be confused with taking the small step, because sometimes we can make ourselves busy trying to make a big step. You know, like for instance, I always use the metaphor of like building a house, because I think that's an easy one for us to put in our head. But if on your list, your checklist, like going back to your checklist, Joanne, if on that list it said, build a house today, and then tomorrow it's build a house, and the next day build a house, and the next day build a house, you know, and it's like, that's not what you're doing. Like, okay, if we're going to build the house, what's most important to do tomorrow? Like, well, if we're sitting with raw dirt, then we're probably gonna have to do some leveling. We're going to have to, like, you know, get things prepared for a foundation. You know, there are things, or maybe we don't even have that step done. Maybe we need to have plans. Or what if we don't even have dirt? Then we got to get real estate. Like, so what are the steps that we need to have to build that house? So this goes back to, we can make big strides, but then are we doing it effectively? And what is most important? You know, so maybe one day we're like, okay, we got to move dirt, but we don't have a tractor. And then we're, you know, do we just grab our shovel and start moving dirt? Or should that day, maybe the thing to check off is go acquire a tractor. Then even though we didn't move any dirt that day, guess what? The next day we might be able to level the whole place in one day instead of using a shovel. This may sound absurd, right? Like, you might be saying, of course, Steve, get a tractor. But when we're in our business, we actually do this stuff because it's not as obvious to us. You know, we're like, of course I would get a tractor. Well, are you doing that in your business? Like, are you opening envelopes? Are you spending time in your email? Are you getting bogged down with things that are not as productive as getting the tractor in your business, whatever that metaphor relates to?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so that actually brings it to the next thing was, I'm currently listening to Deep Work. Have you, I forget who the author is, but have you read that one or listened to it?
No, I haven't. I haven't got that one yet.
He talks about once you know the things that you need to work on, like, okay, I need to get this tractor. You don't need deep work for it to get a tractor. But once you have the big chunks of the things you need to work on, it's essentially like allowing yourself that space and time to do that and only like focus on that, like deep work on that. So just solely focusing on that one big task that it is that you have to do. And I've heard this many times from many different coaches and other people and whatnot, but it's, and for some reason it's finally sinking in for me, right? It's like, okay, you close down. Like one of the examples he gives is Carl Jung, the psychologist, right?
Yeah.
He built a cabin literally to get away from his office and his working with his clients to solely focus on his thoughts and changing like psychology essentially. Right. And then same thing with Bill Gates, even, right. He used to be famous for taking 2 weeks off to go do his think lodge or something, whatever he calls
it. Yeah. I think he still does it from my understanding. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it's like, once you know what you need to work on, it's making sure that you can only like work on that thing, especially if you're a business owner, right? What's your main vital function of your business, right? What, like for you, right? You're creating content and teaching, right? So solely focusing on that type of stuff rather than, okay, I need to send out this email. I need to do this. Like that doesn't move your business. Creating your content and teaching moves your business. Right.
Absolutely. And I actually was just meditating on this morning because we're creating a new program. We've been teaching a sales program for years, and then we're creating it into a modular system where we can actually certify salespeople now with this process. And I've been doing it in some little chunks. And I just decided this morning, you know what? I'm just going to set a whole day. And I'm going to plow through it because that's usually how I teach this anyway. I teach it in 4 live workshop days. So I already know how to do that. So I'm not worried about, you know, spending that much time in front of the camera, but it'll just get done. And when I like, you know, and I've done it the other way too, you know, like, so a deep dive can be like a full day or like 2 weeks, like you're saying. And I think a bit of both does. I mean, even you and I did that, Giovanni. We went to the Amazon, you know, the Amazon rainforest for almost 2 weeks, just shutting everything off. Then, you know, I think we're 1 day shy. I think it was like 13 days we're out there, you know, so, you know, and no electronics. I mean, that, and some of you might be working, maybe you are writing and you need your computer, but for us, we needed to just like get away and like think and write with, in a journal, you know, and then come back and interpretate that into what we're doing. So, you know, so I do a bit of both. So, cause another way, when I wrote my first book, I would give myself an hour every morning. Just an hour. That was it. Like just plow through like one chapter, like rereading it. Is that what I want it to be? Okay. What or writing? So sometimes it was editing, sometimes it was writing. Like what I did in that hour changed, but it was set and it was the first thing I did. So that was the first hour of my day. Cause I also find when we're wanting to do that deep work that you're bringing up, Giovanni, like I'm the freshest. Like after I wake up, maybe do a workout, some kind of movement, meditate. You know, have something light for breakfast. I'm more of a light for breakfast guy, like a smoothie or something like that, and then get right to it. You know.
Yeah. So what would you say for somebody who struggles to see the importance of doing like eating the frog first, right? As they call it, like the first big things in the morning. Like, because I know there's people who are just like, yes, I can see the importance of it. And then they as soon as like, but I have my emails or I have my clients I have to take care of right away, or I have this, and then they always kind of push it off. What would you say to them?
Well, the first sense is according to whom. You know, I've literally had business owners that are like, I have to start work at 8 a.m. I'm like, well, who told you that? Especially if you're and business, and even people that have their career, you know, like, I mean, we tend to work with more, you know, higher level executives, like C-level executives or entrepreneurs. And so, you know, no one's there watching them clock in at 8 o'clock. The mindset that, oh my gosh, if I don't get in at 8 o'clock, I'm not going to finish what I need. So you have to have a big fat reminder right now. And it took me a long time to figure this out myself. And I heard it so many times, but I had to like really register it. And this is, if you give yourself the whole day, you will take the whole day. So we need to set timers. We need to put a little bit of pressure on ourselves to get done what we need to get done in a shorter period of time. You know, the famous speech that I always remember, and I don't think it was his most popular one, but Zig Ziglar, you know, famous old time speaker. He's passed away since then. He talked about going to Acapulco, and that if, you know, why is it that we're going? And that was when Acapulco was more attractive than it is now to go there right now. But if you're going to go on a holiday, how is it that you can get more done the day before you leave for that holiday than any other day, right? Because we all want to leave. We're doing everything we need to do to get, you know, someone to watch our children, to watch our animals, to water our plants. We're finishing all the things at work so we don't have to think about it while we're gone, all of these things. But then when our day-to-day, we let everything take longer. So I know this is a roundabout way to get to that whole swallow the frog first, but you need to figure out what's most important and then let all the other things go. I just think about it for a moment right now. If you think you have to check your email first thing in the morning, and now imagine doing it 2 hours later. Like, who's going to die? What emergency is going to happen? And if you're really worried, like let's say you work in a business where there are emergencies, then you need to then devise a plan. If there is an emergency, how do people interrupt you during that time? You know, if there is, and mostly for me, that's my family. You know, it's very, very rare, like that it's anything outside of my wife contacting me because something happened with the kids or something, right? You know, other than that, and luckily that's rarely ever happened. Other than that, everything can wait and nothing happens. And guess what? I'm smarter, stronger, and my business is moving along. Or if you're in your career, you're getting the biggest thing done for you to go get that raise, for you to get promoted, for you to be recognized in what you're doing, for you to accomplish your goals and the purpose of what you're doing because you're working on the most important thing. I guarantee you, when you check your email, what happens is you go down the rabbit hole of answering that email and answering that. And oh, this client asked for that. And now you're like gone. Now you're gone and you totally miss doing the thing. And then the end of the day comes and you're like, oh, I had that one thing that was so important and you're not getting it done. So we have to, this is that swallow the frog first, but it doesn't have to be painful. I think, you know, that saying brings the imagination that, oh, I have to do the ugly thing first. Maybe it's ugly. I mean, but that's a whole nother discussion. Maybe, I don't know if we want to go there, but how we pick what we do and find joy in our work. But ultimately we should be able to get that thing done. Spend an hour, 2 hours in the morning, and then get to your email. Once you open up checking voicemail, email, now you opened up Pandora's box and it's like, you know, you're into all the other stuff.
Yeah. No, I fully agree with it. It doesn't have to be that painful thing. And like, I think you always say, like, you know, find your bliss and follow, right? Like, what is it that you're good at? Why did you, if you're an entrepreneur, why did you start your business in the first place? And what do you love doing? And if you're an employee and, you're working for somebody and it is that hard thing that you really don't want to do, but if you get it done, then it's will make your life easier. I would say, you know, try to gamify it. How can you make it fun? Like how can you change? Cause it's just a mindset of like, oh man, I got to do this. And the more you put it off, it's like ripping a Band-Aid off, yeah. Right? Especially if you have hairy arms like me and you got, you know, the slower you do it, it's like the worst, yeah. Like it just hurts more. So you just rip it off and you're like, oh, it's not that bad. But it's, oh, how does that saying go? It's like the one who like worries about it suffers twice suffers.
Or more, I would say double. Exponentially. Like one time I remember years ago, my daughter was whining about brushing her teeth. And we're like, no, you got to brush your teeth. You know, do you want to have teeth when you're older? And, you know, it's nice to chew your food and we're giving all these things, but nope, she wasn't having it. She was totally upset, doesn't want to brush her teeth. And then, and luckily I was able to talk to her and really make it a big lesson. But I was like, you know, started to watch the time. I was like, okay, now we've been doing this for, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I can't remember. It was like 15 or 20 minutes of her whining and complaining, 20 minutes. And I was like, you just need to brush your teeth for 2 minutes. 2 minutes. So you just did 10 times the belly aching and whining. And if you would have just brushed your teeth, this would have been all over and we could have been reading a book or doing something fun, but instead we're sitting here. And then that's when it starts to realize. And when we push back on something, because, you know, yes, I want to follow my bliss. Have I done things I don't really want to do? Yes. But this is where I always, when I plan tomorrow today, which is part of planning what I'm going to do tomorrow. So that's why I call plan tomorrow today, right? Then I look at those things. What can I eliminate from my doing? What can I delegate and what can I automate? Now, it's not always easy to find what to automate, but I always think of those three things: eliminate, delegate, automate. And then the productivity goes up even higher because the things that I don't really want to do, how can I delegate that? And a lot of times some people say, well, I can't afford that. I can't afford to hire someone, all that. You know, my answer to that is always, how much does it cost? And most people that tell me they can't afford it, they like don't even know. They have no clue. They've never gotten a quote. They've never looked at a contractor that can do said work. And so now, I did this too. You know, first time I hired a landscaper, it was because it was shortly after my son was, I can't remember how old he was. Or maybe he was already like 3 or 4. And then I got sunburned and I spent like a whole weekend day like out doing my yard. And it was a big, it wasn't just like mowing the lawn kind of thing. I was trimming hedges and like doing all this stuff because it was overdue. And I got sunburned. I remember coming back in the house and I'm like, what did I just do? I just, you know, missed this day with my son and I was still working really hard at that time. So then I missed that day. And I'm sunburned, now I'm irritable. And I used to tell myself doing the yard work was fun and my way to escape, you know, some of the other things I was doing in my life, but that was no longer serving me because now I missed time with my son. So then that week when the landscaper came to one of my neighbor's houses, I walked over there and I said, hey, what kind of deal can you give me? You're already here. Can you like come do my yard? And I'll never forget, it was, and this is a long time ago, probably would be more expensive now, but it was like $25 a week. And I was like, what? I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'll skip one meal to have that if I had to, you know, like I was able to afford the $25 and it was, I mean, like, man, I was like, why didn't I ask the price before? This guy was willing to give me a super duper deal because he was already there. So he just had all the labor there. He's like, I'll just come in, swoop in, do your house. And at that point I had a smaller yard. It worked perfect, you know? So you never know, you know? So ultimately, I think, you know, for today, if we take some action items away from this, is like, you know, one, be really selective of what's most important, you know, and we didn't really talk about this, so just for a moment to talk about it. What's the thing that's going to drive your business the most? What is your big objective? Like whatever you're doing, ask yourself, what will having that do for you? What will having that do for you? So if you are like, oh, well, you know, my biggest objective right now is to increase revenue. Well, then that big thing you're doing in the morning, is that going to increase revenue? Are you building a new product to sell? Are you, you know, modifying or enhancing a product? Are you coming up with a new marketing plan to sell more? Are you learning how to do sales better? What are the things you're doing to move that revenue that are most important? So let everything drive around your most important thing and start asking your things, what are the activities that you can do to drive business or maybe business is going like hotcakes and everything's going out, then maybe it's, how do I make things more efficient so I can work less and still maintain the clients? Whatever it is, figure that out. And then let's then go over the action items. Then get the first thing, the most important thing done first, then start going to your email, then start doing all the other things and let the day take its course. And then bookend the time. You know, always tell yourself when you're going to start and when you're going to end so you don't let your whole day go. That would be number three. And then number four, I guess, is then really scrutinize what you're doing. Do what you do best and delegate the rest and then really look at what's going on. And then your productivity is going to go higher because you're going to want to do what you want to do. So I think those would be the four main points for today.
Absolutely. And then we're going to make that a t-shirt. Do what you do best and delegate the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely important, right? And I don't think I'm the first person to say that, but it's been out there. But yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. Yeah. Well, hopefully this was useful. Did we miss anything, Giovanni?
Yeah, I think we covered the busyness.
Yeah. So don't be busy, be productive. That's it. Well, thanks for tuning into this podcast. We've got a couple more shorter episodes with Giovanni and I, and then we're going to be getting back to some of our awesome interviews. So keep an eye out for that. We love your feedback, and you know, we've been getting great responses and people are listening to the podcast. Please let us know. And if you really like this, give us a review. We love that. If you don't like it, you can let us know too. But we really like those positive reviews, don't we? No, but the feedback is feedback. I want to make this the best I can. So whatever you got for us, bring it. And we will do our best to make More Business, More Life podcast exactly that, helping you have more business and more life. So until next time, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the More Business, More Life podcast. I hope you got value. And if you did, we have so many more things for you at stevenopolitan.com. You'll be able to connect with us on social media. We are active. You can ask us questions. And then on top of that, I want to give you a really big gift. And it truly is. We want to give so much value. We have an offering. It's a program called Clear Path to Customers. It's the same way that we attract wow clients and only working with the right people, the people we want to. And it's transformed my business into millions more in revenue with the right people and my clients. And we're doing it absolutely free. So you can go to stevenopolitan.com and grab that. You just got to put in your information. We'll send it to you promptly. And that again is on stevenopolitan.com. I look forward to having you on the next show. Until then, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.